Okay, so we've both read Skin Game at last, a Laius Jim Butcher novel. What number is it? Is it about 14, 15?
Harry Dresden novel number 14, I think, in the series.
He's certainly getting on. He's become 20 and then a trilogy.
Yeah, he's become the Winter Knight.
It's an urban fantasy series. Yep. Our protagonist is a magician who also works as a PI.
Brief-run TV series.
Yeah, so. That's right. It's a lot like that one.
Yeah.
Since the TV series sort
he's
of
become
world, which... He's
incredibly
now gone
powerful.
On. He's become incredibly powerful. Okay. He's now working for the Winter Queen as the Winter Knight, so he's got all of that power that comes with being the Winter Knight.
So he's involved with the Courts of Fae.
Okay.
He's also wiped out most of the vampire population of the world.
Just the Redcord, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that a good
big
thing?
Chunk of the vampire population. Yep. And he's gained these special powers from another place that he's been to, which now means that he is arguably one of the strongest wizards on the planet if he's given an opportunity
to
use
it.
And he's died and come back.
We have a big argument here about powering up, but I'm not going to.
Actually, there is a valid concern, and I think this is something that comes out of the book. We'll return to plot in a second.
Yep.
But it's that ongoing problem with novels where the main character over the course of a series becomes too powerful, and then you get the Superman complex of an invulnerable, indefeatable character. How can you write stories?
Yeah. And so I think they get away with it in this one because he's basically blackmailed to doing a favour for the Queen of the Fae.
Not blackmailed by her.
She threatens to let him die unless he does this favour.
Okay, and that's it.
He's working for it, isn't he?
Harry Dresden isn't necessarily on side with everything the Fae do.
Changes you.
Yes.
Okay. Not entirely happy with the deal.
Yes.
He expected to die after becoming the Winter Knight, and so
something
he's willing to work with her so long as he isn't coerced to do anything. If he becomes coerced, he will die, and then she'll lose whatever she gains.
Okay, all right.
So it's fractious relationship. Anyway, it's an interesting story because it's basically a caper to steal an item from hell, or more accurately, from a vault belonging to Hades, the Greek god
we need to be
of the underworld.
This is not hell, this is the underworld.
As
a neo-pagan, I would like that very specific.
But it is a vault belonging to Hades, the Greek god of the underworld, and he's got to help one of his mortal enemies acquire this item. So it's a caper. It's a caper shtick. And it has the advantages and disadvantages of a caper shtick. It's lots of fun. It's called Skin Game because one of the characters in there is a skinwalker, all that involves. And it's not entirely clear who's controlling whom in this novel, because it's not clear why the Queen of the Fae is acceding to do this favour for one of the fallen angels. It's not clear what's going to happen to Harry or indeed his mortal allies in the course of this novel, because some of them are threatened by these fantastic powers. But it is a fun read.
Okay.
I have three issues. I love Jim Butcher's world building. I love his plotting when he's at his best. I don't think he's at his best now. I think the plot's no longer as strong as the earlier books. But I really like his plotting. I still don't like his dialogue. And in reading this, the dialogue came out again because in particular this frustrating phrase, hell's bells. I mean, the worst case, it appeared two times on the same page.
Oh.
Hell's bells, are we doing this? Oh, hell's bells. You know, that sort of thing. And every time I read it, it's just jarring.
Mm.
And the third one is that it was a caper one, and it took the standard format of it. They go through it, and then there's a reveal where he announces the stuff which changed everything but was done before and was done off camera. Mm. And I didn't like that. I preferred the novels where you saw all of the hints and the elements that come together in his earlier plots at the end to make something cohesive, not suddenly saying, aha, back in that bit where you didn't see what we were doing, this is what was happening, and this changed everything. And that's not the sort of plotting that I really like from Butcher. I prefer his earlier plotting.
But it is typical of this sort of caper.
It is?
Yeah, the switch, the double dealing, the sudden reveal.
But the bit I loved about Butcher's earlier novels were this complex plotting that would pull together in the conclusion. And in here it felt like it was more of a sudden change.
But all things considered, it was still a fun read.
Oh, certainly. And I'm going to keep reading them.